I'm going to begin in this back corner of the congregation. And I want to talk about a military person who either worked with landmines or a bomb detail or something like this. I'm not getting the impression that this is necessarily how the person passed, although I'm being shown like an unexploded bomb. So I feel like this may be someone who worked with diffusing bombs or who worked around landmines. It may be connected with how the man passed. Although I don't think so. I think this is someone whose service was maybe with bombs or landmines or something like this. And I don't even think I'm talking about a recent conflict. I feel like this may be one that is further back. You know what I'm talking about, Cecilia? Okay, good. Who's this man to you?
My father.
Okay. Did he work with bombs or landmines? He did. Okay. Okay. He flew on bombers? Oh, that's okay. That's all right. That's good. That kind of information is fine to give me back just to help validate. So that's... Okay. I want to bring this gentleman in. Now, I don't know if this is the same man or this is another one who's coming in along with him. Was he a very good cook? So we have two people here?
My grandfather, he used to blow up things for the bridges.
Okay.
He was in the military, and he was a chef in the military.
Okay, so I have two people here.
Yeah.
Okay, so we have both of these people here. And spirit people, by the way, will do this. If they have things in common, they'll come in together, even though your people probably never met each other. And this doesn't mean that they're together in the spirit world. They're just coming in to me at the same time. So I'm going to continue to give some details about both of these gentlemen. Some will belong to you, Cecilia. Some will belong to you, Denise. Is there also connected to one of you? I need also to come over here, so you guys keep listening, too. Do you have something like this, too, Teresa? Okay, so I feel like there's a third one who's going, oh, look over here. So now I have three people who have something in common, and they're all kind of elbowing their way to the front. Is there somebody connected to one of you three ladies also? I don't know if this is the same man or this may be somebody different who is missing some digits, either missing some finger or missing some... This is connecting with you here? Do any of the other details connect to you as well?
Military.
Okay, all right. Everybody get in line. Let's do one at a time here. Okay, I'm gonna dole out some of the messages that these people have to give here. Cecilia, from this gentleman in the spirit, he's showing me a vanity mirror. And I'm waiting to see exactly, because I know he's not talking about something in particular, but he's giving me, there's something that he wants to evoke with me, in me by showing me this. And he shows it slightly tilted to the side, and he wants me to say to you, that you're not looking at yourself the way other people see you. And he means to say to try to look at yourself the way other people see you, not because how other people see you is important, but that you may be not looking at yourself with quite as much admiration or quite as clearly. So he shows me this mirror, but it's tilted, which is symbolic for me of saying, you know, I see myself kind of not straight on, or I'm looking at myself, and there's kind of a dysmorphic maybe response to that. So he wants you to go, no, look at see your reflection the way other people are seeing you. Try that, because I think he's trying to either boost your self-confidence or your self-esteem, or he wants to assure you in a way that you're, maybe you're being a little too hard on yourself. I don't want to sound too generic, but he's from the spirit world, he's saying you're not seeing yourself the way other people are seeing you, and that you're being either too hard on yourself or you're seeing yourself in a way that isn't... Did this man choke? Is there somebody connected to you who choked or drowned before he passed? Do you know who I'm talking about? You have somebody connected to you who either choked or drowned? You ladies right down here in front. You are right now? I don't think so. I think I want to talk about... Do you have somebody here who choked or drowned back in here? Okay. I'm going to get to this person in a moment. Let me finish this message. So I won't belabor this point too much, but he's asking you to try to, maybe you would have a better sense of your accomplishments, your successes, your beauty, your light, all of these positive things, if you start to listen more to the feedback you're getting, how people are looking at you, like a clearer reflection of who you are than might be filtering through seeing yourself. He's suggesting to me through this that you may be being a little bit too hard on yourself. Denise, hold on a minute. I have to come back to you. Is there somebody connected to you who either lost a son or who maybe lost a son, physically lost a son, or who had a real estrangement from a son?
I do.
You do. Does the choking make any sense to you, Star?
No.
Were these like real problems where there was estrangement?
My uncle was a drug addict and kind of like kicked him out on the street and then he died.
Okay. All right. Don't give me any more than that. All right. So maybe I'm still over here. The reason I'm asking this is I see the Theseus returning and he doesn't change the sails from white to black. You know this Greek myth? I won't go into it now. But the son is returning home, and he promised his father he would change the sails from black to white and let his father know thereby that he was still alive, that he was okay. This is symbolic for me of a father-son estrangement, a bad estrangement. So this is probably, and this was your grandfather, the one who was the chef?
When I was really little, but we talked about, my family talked about him a lot.
But this is the same grandfather who was the chef?
Okay.
So there is, and both of them are in the spirit world?
Yeah.
Okay. There is a happy reunion. So he shows me the sails changing from black to white, meaning that there is a happy reunion between the two of them. So whatever estrangement may have been left behind in the physical world is long healed in the spirit world. Teresa, do you know the name? I'm going to come back and finish with who is coming through over here for you. Do you know the name Paul in the spirit world? Peter or Paul?
Uh-huh.
Okay. It's Paul, right?
Yeah.
Okay. From either the original person who is coming through or Paul, if they're not the same person, I have this message for you. It comes in the form of a parable from the Bible. Now, this doesn't mean that these people in the spirit world were biblical people, but because I know the Bible well, they'll often stir up apostles' names or saints' names or parables from the Bible in order to get me to convey a message. And they're talking about... when Jesus says to his disciples, as he's gathering them, come with me and I will make you fishers of men. And my feeling about this is that there is some aspect of this. Well, I don't get that. Tell it to me differently then. I'm doing it wrong. They're correcting me. In particular, I'm being shown... did you miss somebody's funeral?
Yes.
Okay. I'm being shown this, you know, where Jesus is asking, I don't think this one's Paul, I think this might be Peter, to come away, and he says, well, I have to bury my father, and he says, let the dead bury the dead, and come with me, and I'll make you fishers of men. And so in one way, this is, you know, nobody should worry if they miss a funeral, or they miss a memorial service, or they miss a reunion. The spirit people don't care. That's the first part. The second part is they show me you doing something that is like making people fishers of men. And I mean that by gathering, I don't know how to say this. You have to show this to me differently. Are you teaching people something spiritual?
It has a spiritual aspect.
Okay. There's a lot of... I think it probably has more of a spiritual aspect to it than even you would consider. Because I feel like you are calling your students to God by what you're teaching them. Come along with me, let me show you how to do what I do. And whether it's specifically of a spiritual nature, it feels to me like it's having spiritual repercussions. So there's a lot of support from the spirit people, your spirit people in the spirit world in this regard. Do you know the name Bob? Do you know the name Bob in the spirit world? Do you have a Bob in the spirit world? Okay. I may be talking to both of you here. Did you also miss a funeral or miss a service for somebody where everybody else could go? You don't have any lingering guilt about this?
No.
Good. Okay. I'm leaping from Teresa to Star because and spirit people frequently do this as well. While I'm on the subject, the next one who has something similar will leap in and pick up where I have not quite finished with the last one and start again with the new one. Star, I'm being shown something like, and Teresa, keep listening because this may also still relate to your spirit people. I want to talk about a spiritual conversion, almost like a religious conversion, where you may have completely stopped in the tradition in which you were raised and started something brand new, or had nothing, had no tradition and began something brand new. Does that make any sense to you?
For me, yes.
Does this make sense for you also? Okay. So the spirit people are talking about this. The active search being the vehicle in which we believe or experience enlightenment or whatever it may be is not so important as the pursuit of it. So anybody who has to put up with other, let's say, family members or community people, or even historic feelings of, oh, you know, maybe I won't get into heaven now that I'm doing something different. The spirit people are saying the pursuit of God, or the pursuit of knowledge of God, or even self-knowledge, however you want to put it, is what's really important, more important than the way in which you do it. And if gathering together in a community, in a church, and studying holy texts brings you closer to that, by all means. But it isn't the only recipe to. It isn't the only path to heaven. I think I'm going to come back over here for the moment to this other end of the congregation. And I want to talk about a woman who was in the military, but she gives me the feeling of being This is Second World War. So this is like a whack or a wave. You know those kind of the ladies or the women's auxiliary branches of the military. Not combat I'm talking about. You know who I'm talking about over here? Bobby. Okay. Is anybody over here who has a lady like this? You do. Okay. So both of you... Okay. So both of you guys listen. Because I have this very spirited young woman who shows me herself as a young woman, which is that she was, you know, she was a young woman when she was doing this kind of service. Either one of you ladies have, I don't know if I'm talking about the spirit in the spirit world or talking about you who collect like fossils or collect archaeological things of interest archaeologically. You collect stones, okay. So let me first give this message to you from this lady in the spirit world. Are you going to Australia? That's you? You're going to Australia. Okay, so you listen also. I guess when we're bouncing back and forth between these two different spirit people. Are you also going to Japan? You lived in Japan. Okay. I'll be back with you in a moment. I'm going to stay over here with you. Yeah, mm-hmm. Okay. And is she's potentially one of these people that we're talking to? We're talking about. Okay. All right. Would you tell me your first name?
Louise.
Louise, are you a twin?
Yes.
Okay. There is a, and your twin is here still alive? Okay. I think this is indeed the mother in the spirit world, because she shows me the egg sort of two, well, I don't, you don't need a biology lesson. You know where twins come from. Right? Thank you. I'm not sure if she's talking about herself, Louise, or she's talking about a relationship that she sees you having right now. But she shows me sort of two fists bumping together, which is a symbol for me of like oil and water. It isn't hostility. It isn't real confrontation, but it's not really mixing very well. And she's talking about she's talking about how that's okay. That not everything needs to be. Not everything needs always to be smooth, and that there is a. And sometimes in that not mixing, we can spend a lot of energy trying to force something to mix, either force ourselves to mix with the other person, or try to compel the other person to mix with us. But she says that there's something about a minor bit of discomfort in a relationship that can be actually really revealing, if you don't spend resources or energy trying to fix it. Does that make sense to you? Okay, so she's saying don't, let it be and let what might naturally be revealed in some of that maybe not perfect harmony can be the gift, can be the reason that relationship is like it. That's the gift of that relationship, that there's a lot, there's quite a bit to be learned from that and not necessarily something that needs to be fixed. And she raises all, Bobby, listen also here. She raises a glass to you, which is a way of not, this isn't about drinking, but it's about toasting a recent decision or accomplishment. Does that make sense to you? Does this make sense to you also? Okay. So I'm going to leap, I think, back over here now, because we have this bridge moment, and this will be my last. So maybe it won't be my last. Okay. Let me leap over here. So, yes, your recent accomplishment, Louise, or decision is acknowledged in the spirit world. And that's sort of like a well done, here's to you kind of thing. And same to you, Bobby, whatever that may be. Do you have a man with an H in the spirit world, like Henry, Harry? Okay. Well, he's here too. Is he related to this lady? Okay. They must have something in common if it isn't a relation. And the reason I ask you is because it's helpful for me to. I'm still trying to figure out why certain spirit people will come in together and why sometimes they won't. So, if I ask a question like that, it's for that reason. So you're being acknowledged for a recent accomplishment or a specific. So this is more than just the general "I'm proud of you." This is something that has been either recently accomplished, a goal recently achieved, or a decision recently made. And my impression is that you're being. Here's the next symbol that comes with it. I see kind of like lining up a pool shot, right, like a billiards shot. And this the impression that this leaves me with is that this is. This recent accomplishment or this recent decision is the first step, and that it's going to there's going to be kind of a domino effect. Maybe that's a better way to put it. That it's going to lead to other contacts, other movements, other connections. And so, whether this is the first step or whether you have your eyes on the prize of something bigger down the road, the spirit people have seen that this first accomplishment, this first achievement or decision, is indeed the first step towards that. So you're going in the right direction, even if it doesn't seem like you are. They show me sometimes, you know, I have to hit a ball over here to get something in a pocket over there. So they're saying you're on the right track with what you're doing. I want to come over to the front part right here. And I want to talk about two people who are coming through, and they're coming through together because they have I want to talk about one person who's giving me a stroke, so I have this kind of explosion inside my head. This is a stroke, an aneurysm, a pop like this. But I also want to talk about someone who has something more self-inflicted connected to the head. So that doesn't mean that they're related to each other, but we're talking about a blow to the head in one instance, and happening outside the skull, and another one giving me the same feeling happening inside. You know who I'm talking about, Aria? I think I'm talking about aneurysm, because the tumor gives me a feeling more of growing, of pain growing, and aneurysm is more like this pop kind of a thing. Can we connect also with someone with a self-inflicted wound to the head? Cecilia? Okay. And you also? Okay. So I'm not... this one is a man who gives me this self-inflicted wound. I have a couple over here. Okay. So I'm just going to... I'm going to give more information about both of these two people, and clearly some will belong. So one of them may be connected with your brother with the brain tumor. I'm generally over here, but he'll slide in and give information too. So if I'm saying something facing this way, but you can go like this and say that belongs to me. So this one who shows me the self-inflicted, I feel I'm getting my face in my hands too, which is a symbol for me of kind of discombobulation. More than that, it's almost like a chemical discombobulation. This isn't someone who's just having a bad day. This is, when I see this symbol, this is someone whose brain probably isn't working right. And so when he gives me the feeling of arriving at the decision to, you know, either accidentally on purpose or clearly on purpose, you know, show himself the door to the spirit world, he's he's talking about this decision arose out of the workings of a not really working mind. And so in the spirit world, he's understanding this may have been very devastating and surprising to people left behind who are thinking, why, how, you know, why didn't we see this? Why didn't... And the fact is, he's saying this isn't something that really could have been changed because he couldn't get outside of himself to see that his mind could be... that this was the best decision at the time because he couldn't really see that this... that his mind could work in a more comfortable fashion, or things could work in a more comfortable way. Did either one of these men, either the uncle with the brain aneurysm or one of the ones with the self-inflicted, leave behind a toddler? What's that? Okay, with some sort of something connected to the brain, either self-inflicted or a pop.
Self-inflicted, but not the brain.
Okay. Let me put this another way. Then, do either one of you guys that I could be talking to, any one of you guys that I could be talking to over here, have a toddler in the spirit world? I want to make sure I'm reading this right, because I see one of the spirit people is showing me a toddler. And it can either mean I left behind one or there's a toddler, not necessarily related to that man, but there's also a toddler in the spirit world. Does that make any sense for either of you guys? Okay, so Allison, I may be bringing your person in as well.
I've got two.
You have two toddlers in the spirit world connected to?
People that committed suicide in the last year and a half.
Okay. And one of them left?
One of them left the toddler.
Okay.
It was very violent.
Okay. All right. So this one may be joining us as well, because I feel when a spirit person shows me, then they show me something. It's not always clear whether they're talking about themselves or someone in the spirit world joining them, or if they're talking about someone who's experienced something still alive. Okay. So let me just say, from those who took their own lives, or whose hands led to their own passing, that they want to reassure the loved ones left behind that this was, people say, oh, we were selfish, or, how could he have done that and left a toddler behind, or, left us all wondering and now having to clean up the mess and, deal with this feelings of guilt and remorse all throughout the rest of our lives. They're saying, just try to look at it try to look at it as if it's coming from someone with a broken mind. They're not really thinking clearly about, they're just trying to escape pain, and that's really what it comes down to. Now, the uncle with the aneurysm, I need to come back here. Is there somebody connected to him who, I see angel wings, but I see the representation of angel wings. So this can either mean literally I was really into angels, or it can mean somebody has something that's representation of an angel, like this figurine or tattoo of wings. This makes sense to you? Okay. So there's an acknowledgement of this. One of you guys just get a new car? Or have something, have to bring the car into the shop?
I have to bring my car into the shop tomorrow.
Okay. All right. He's kind of laughing about this. What's your first name?
Melissa.
He's sort of laughing at this. Are you generally lax when it comes to the maintenance of your car? He's joking about this and being about, it's really important to maintain this. And he's kind of rolling his eyes a little bit like, oh, well, at least she's getting this done. Was he into cars? Okay, all right, then he's talking about you. And he's talking about... I'm glad you're paying attention to the lights in the dashboard. I'm glad you're paying attention to that. So either... I don't know why this is so funny for him, but... I'm not going to push him much further, but he's talking about kind of, maybe you're not the greatest in maintenance. I'm not sure. He thinks it's hysterical. I don't know why, so I'm not going to push it that much further. Now, there's one more thing I want to connect. three more minutes. Okay, Mel, so I'm going to finish a message here from you. You also have a... I could read this two ways. I'm going to tell you what I see, and there's two potential interpretations of this. Do you have do you know the name Ted? Teddy in the spirit world? Okay. Do you have a pet that looked like a teddy bear? Like a really fluffy, either small dog or... What was that?
His wife has teddy bear made of clothes.
Oh, okay. So that's the reference he's making then, because he's showing me a teddy bear, but he's giving me the feeling like it's kind of a lie. That's why I asked if it maybe was a pet or maybe was connected to the name Ted. So please, if you think it's appropriate, please let his wife know that he's aware of this, and he's sending his affection and love, and that he's quite all right. All the spirit people are quite all right. They're healthy. They're happy, they're alive, they're fully aware of what's going on in our lives. So although she may, she's clearly experiences his absence in a way that is a physical absence, he wants to say that his experience of her hasn't changed at all. Even though hers clearly has of his experience of her hasn't changed at all, of anyone in the family. And he's as present in the family as he's always been. And is his wife or you, Melissa, getting a new job?
I'm buying a farm.
And you're going to farm?
Yes.
Okay. There's more than this, though. Is his wife working? Okay. Okay. That's going to change, probably. So, now he's laughing at me. Because when that door closes, another one's going to open. So he's giving me back one of my platitudes. So she doesn't need to worry about when either the structure of her job is going to change so much that she decides, don't want to do this anymore and I want to leave. Or there may be some changes that are sort of forced on her. He's not showing me her being fired, but the nature of her job is going to change so that I feel like she's going to change jobs because of it. And he's kind of beside her through that process and wants to encourage her that this is going to be like a temporary transitional period and isn't something she should really become too anxious or too worried about.
She told me that this morning before.
What did she say? Okay, all right. Well, he's with her when she does make that change, and she can, he's going to kind of smooth what he can in the way for her. And the spirit people, sometimes they can move stuff, Sometimes they can physically intervene and move things, but mostly what they can do is inspire us and encourage us, keep our hopes up. So she just has to ask, or he's going to be there anyway, but she can say to him, I need some ideas, or where should I look? And they can cause us to notice things, notice an ad in the paper, or notice something like this. So I got to wrap it up. Okay.